Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Norris, world famous explorer in person. Recall, we left off just as the amphibian plane was making a hurried takeoff from the surface of the little jungle river which flows into the Wapays, the tributary of the mighty Amazon. The plans which originated with little Jean and Jim Brady worked out splendidly. The big Roman candles, the fluoro bombs and things which the children had secreted deep in the yet unkindled ceremonial fire in the savage Indian village finally caught fire, and what happened sent the scared Indians scampering into the jungle. In the ensuing noise and excitement, Mr. Noyce and the two children hurry to the river, get aboard the plane, and Donovan the pilot, at a word of command from Mr. Noyce, starts the motors and the seaplane gathers speed. It is just rising off the surface when there comes a cruel, grinding sound.
Hold on tight, everybody. We've got it back on the water again. Hang on. Here we go.
What's up, Donovan? What's the trouble?
By George, and I can't be telling you that, but something's wrong. Listen to that. She struggles out and still she shakes.
Yeah. Must be something gone haywire in the motor, Pat. Must be.
Sure, and it is, but I don't know what. Maybe I'd better shut it off.
Hold it just a second, Donovan. Let it idle. There may be more to this than appears at first glance.
Well, I think I know what's the trouble, Mr. Noyce.
Yeah?
I'll bet one of the propeller blades is broken off. You feel a shake and tremble?
Yeah.
Well, that's a sign the prop shaft is out of balance.
Maybe you hit something, Pat. Ran in the branch of a tree, maybe.
No, I didn't, Miss Jean. There were no branches in my way at all. I saw to that early in the day. We had a clear sweep ahead of us. Narrow, of course. But it was plenty of room to lift her, all right.
Gee whiz, more trouble. Gosh, will we never get out of it?
It isn't the getting out of it that worries me so much. The question at the moment is, how did this happen? The propeller blades are too high off the water to be interfered with by a crocodile or a floating log.
Oh, now and they are that. Too high entirely.
Did you ever have any trouble like this before, Pat? I mean, did this prop ever show signs of weakness that you know of?
No, sir. And I checked her over very thoroughly this afternoon after we captured the Indian guard. I just wanted to be sure. But you know, come to think of it now, I did hear a lot of splinters hitting against the windshield and the cabin roof.
You mean right now?
Yes, right when that awful shattering sound came.
What does that signify? Anything?
Yes, sir. You know, I'm thinking if the propeller blade had broken off because of some flaw, well, then it would very likely have been a clean break, see?
I get it. You mean there wouldn't have been any splinter sounds on the windshield and the cabin roof?
Right. It all happened so quickly. But now that I've got time to think clearly, I'm almost certain someone threw something at the whirling prop just as we were leaving the water.
That's what I've been suspicious of since this happened. Could an Indian arrow shot from a bow, could such a little thing as that break a propeller, Donovan?
Oh, sure, and it could.
Uh-huh.
Why, even hitting a bird no bigger than a pigeon or a crow has been known to shear off a blade. You know, the prop is spinning so fast, you see,
mm-hmm.
that anything hitting it is bound to cause a lot of damage.
And now, I suppose, there's no hope of getting into the air again.
None whatsoever, Mr. Noyce. But please, sir, Now, if you'll come up here and take my place in this pilot seat, I'll go out and make an inspection.
All right. We still have headway, though. We're moving.
Yeah, sure. The one propeller blade left will afford us a little traction, all right. Just as long as we can keep the motor running. But the prop shaft won't stand very much. It's liable to snap any minute.
Okay. I'll take her. Dawn's breaking now. Enough light to show us where we're going without much trouble. Well, go ahead, Pat. See what you can find out.
I will. And be ready to shut off the motor if you hear me yell.
Yeah.
I'll climb out and get down on one of the pontoons. Well, we're floating all right, but we aren't moving very much faster than a man could walk.
Okay, get going, Pat. The sooner we know the truth about what's what, the better. It isn't any too safe here yet. These Indians are scattered all over these woods right now. Maybe it was an Indian. Maybe he took a pot shot at the plane when he was passing.
You mean that he struck the propeller just by accident?
I hope so. The Indians don't know that the propeller is the most vital part of the whole ship. It must have been a chance hit. Donovan, you don't happen to be carrying a spare prop, do you?
No, sir, Mr. Knight. And that's where we made a big mistake. Yes, sir, a big mistake. We seem to have plenty of extra parts for other repairs on this bus. But, you know, we haven't got a spare prop.
That means, then, that we might as well kiss the aeroplane goodbye from now on?
I guess so, Miss Jean. That is, unless we can get a spare propeller from somewhere downriver. And that means a long wait. Maybe 3 months or more.
Oh, say, will you throttle her down just a little more? I still hear the water washing at the pontoon. And I'm not wanting to take any chances. That river out there doesn't look inviting at all, at all.
Well, I don't want to throttle her down too much, Pat. She may stall on us. We can't afford that. Not in this spot. We must keep that motor running. Even with just one propeller blade, at least we can keep the ship moving ahead, and we must do that. The sooner we place this river behind us, the better.
Well, I'll be going, and it won't take me but a few minutes. I'll soon know.
Yeah.
Say, somebody, turn on all the lights. It'll help me out there.
Right you are, Pat. Here they go. How's that, Pat?
Why, that's 12, Miss Jean. You put on another light from the other side now.
All right.
All right, I'll get to that side now.
You hear that? Rifle shots, eh? Hey, Donovan. Donovan, get back in here. Donovan, do you hear me? Get back in here at once. Come on, man, hurry. Someone is using this ship as a target.
Well, sure, in fact, Donovan isn't wasting any time. My golly, I don't like bullets flying around, especially when you can't see where they're coming from.
Yeah. And now, Mr. Noyce, what is it? What's up now?
Jimmy, I'm just a little bit afraid that the Indians didn't get Grogan after all. Or it may be Limey Scroggins. Certainly it's someone who can handle a rifle. Say, Donovan, get back in the pilot seat here, will you?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I'll be doing that. Mr. Noyce, what's the next move?
It's your job to keep this ship moving. Glide us slowly down till we reach the junction where this one feeds into the Wapas.
Yes, sir, and I think we can make it. But not much farther, though. You know, the prop shaft just won't stand all that shaking.
If we can get into the big river, then we can shut the motor off entirely. The current of the Wapas is strong. We can drift down from there.
You mean, then, that we're going away downriver, drift down to civilization, so as to get the ship repaired?
No, that'll take too long. But we'll just drift down to the sandbar where Pedro hid my dugouts. We'll find Pedro there when we arrive. From there on to the Black Flame country, we'll have to rely on our own canoe.
Don't hear any more rifle shots. Why aren't they shooting now?
Well, we've been swinging around bends in the river. And if this ship is making better time than a canoe, why, I think we can outdistance the enemy, whoever it is.
Mr. Noyce, do you really think it's Grogan? Could have been an Indian. Remember, you told us that Grogan had been bootlegging guns and ammunition to these Indians.
Oh, it might have been an Indian. One a little more brave than his fellows, or one a little less superstitious. I'm kind of hoping so. We can cope with the Indians easier than we can with men like Grogan or Limey Scroggins.
I say, Mr. Noyce, look ahead there, big river. We're going to make it all right.
Well, that's the best news I've heard in a long time. The big river is the safest place for us right now. It's wide and deep. When we reach it, we'll swing over to the far shore, hug the far bank all the way down to the sandbar.
Yes, sir, I'll do that. And as soon as we hit the big river ahead yonder, then someone, Jimmy or Jean, can do it. Just sit at this little wheel here. It's a little rudder on the pontoon. Now, when we shut off the motor, these rudders will maybe help us to hold on a straight course.
Very well. Miss Jean, you can be the captain.
Okay.
Jimmy and me, our job is to be on the lookout. Jimmy, you better get two rifles out of the locker and see that they're loaded. We may need them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh. Jimmy gets to be a lookout with a gun and everything. And me, all I get is to be a captain. Twist a little wheel. Seems like I miss out on all the fun.
Oh, don't get too impatient, Gene. Yeah, we're still a long way from the Inca Temple yet. If you're looking for this kind of fun, well, seems to me you may get more than your share before we reach our destination.
Well, then here we are, Mr. Noyce. We're slipping into the big river now. And boy, oh boy, the water is moving down swift. Just you look at it move, eh?
Say, we'll be down at the sandbar in no time. Gee whiz, I sure hope Pedro's there waiting for us. I hope we don't have to go hunting for him. That would be a mess.
Don't worry. Pedro will be there all right. He's never failed me yet. All I'm hoping is that our crew of native canoe paddlers are still there. We need them more now than ever.
Well, now, Mr. Noyce, what's to be done with the ship here? You know, as she sits now, she's positively useless. Can I shut off the motor now?
Yes, it'll be safe enough now. Go ahead, shut it off.
Okay, then. All right, Gene. You take over now.
Right,
I'm getting out on top to take a look-see.
Yeah, do that right away, Donovan. But be careful. Don't expose yourself too much or too long.
I won't.
These Indians can shoot a poison dart a long ways.
Hey, Mr. Noyce, the ship. This wheel isn't worth 2 cents. I can't steer it at all. You see that? The ship's twisting around. Well, what'll I do? What'll I do?
There isn't much you can do, Jane. Just sit where you are. We ran into an eddy, a little whirlpool. We'll float out of it soon.
Oh, by George. Just what we thought, Mr. Noyce. One of the blades is broken off. Something hit it and shattered it. You know, someone must have thrown a rock at it or something.
Well, it's got to be repaired before the ship is of any use to us, so the sooner the better. Donovan, I suggest that you take her downriver toward Tahlequah.
Aye.
And tie her up securely. Then you take passage on a river launch down to Manaus.
Aye.
Make arrangements for a propeller there. And then, with a new prop in place, you can come back upriver and find us.
Aye.
Hear that, Mr. Noyce? Hear that? Hear that bullet whine? Gosh, I guess they're shooting at us.
Yeah, Jimmy, I know the sound of that gun, though. That's Pedro's gun.
Maybe he's trying to signal to us, Mr. Noyce.
The signal is usually 3 shots fired slowly. No, Miss Jean, that was Pedro's gun, all right.
Well, maybe he's in trouble.
Maybe he's been attacked by Indians.
Donovan. Donovan, hurry it up, will you? Start that motor if you can, broken prop or not. We must get moving. Let's go.
Say, it begins to look like trouble will never end. It's Pedro this time, and from what we know of Pedro, it must be serious trouble he is in right now. What can it be? Indians? Perhaps. Or it may be Grogan and Limey Scroggins, up to some of their old tricks again. Who knows? But we'll soon know, just as soon as the disabled aeroplane gets downriver close to the sandbar. Will they make it in time? The next episode will tell us.